From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A suspect in the attempted SUV bombing of New York's Times Square over the weekend is expected in court later today. NPR's Dina Temple-Rostin reports FBI agents and New York police arrested the Pakistani-born American citizen late last night at JFK Airport trying to board a flight to Dubai.
His name is Faisal Shahzad. He's the 30-year-old Connecticut resident who owned the SUV that was driven into Times Square Saturday night full of explosives. The car bomb didn't go off, and the evidence found there led investigators to the suspect. Attorney General Eric Holder held a brief press conference to announce the arrest, but he provided few details, aside from saying the investigation is continuing and that anyone involved would be brought to justice. Law enforcement officials have started searching Shahzad's Connecticut home. He's facing formal charges in a Manhattan courtroom today. Dina Temple-Rastin, NPR News, New York.
BP says it's making some progress in limiting the oil spilling from that damaged well off the Louisiana coastline. BP says it's pumping dispersants into the oil as it pours from the well. That breaks it up before it rises to the surface. However, the U.S. Coast Guard says officials are still evaluating how successful that is. NPR's Greg Allen is in New Orleans. He says crews have also begun drilling a relief well just in case.
Drilling a relief well will take 2 to 3 months. The leaking wellhead, 5,000 feet down on the bottom of the Gulf, is releasing thousands of barrels of oil a day. The Coast Guard and company officials say at this point they have no idea how much. BP is building large concrete and steel boxes. The company plans to place them over three areas where the well is leaking and use them to funnel the oil to a ship on the surface. BP says it may be a week, however, before the containment system is in place. Meanwhile, the company says it's trained 3,500 volunteers and hired 700 vessels to anchor floating boom along the coast. Some 30,000 feet of boom have been deployed, but that's just a tiny fraction of what's needed. So far, major quantities of oil have not hit the shore. A NOAA official says the good news is that the winds are expected to hold the slick offshore for at least another day. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.
Things are a little noisy today in Athens. That's where public employees launched a 48-hour strike protesting austerity measures by the Greek government. They were agreed to so Greece could secure billions of dollars in bailout funds from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. Several thousand teachers and students marched to Parliament in Athens carrying black flags and holding banners. The austerity measures include cuts in pay and pensions and a new hike in taxes. North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-il is in China today, although neither government officially confirms the trip. Kim's expected to meet with China's President Hu Jintao and other leaders later today. Reportedly, he's been touring northeast China, an industrial zone. This is NPR News. Arizona's new immigration law is getting the attention of some California communities. San Diego's city council is backing a resolution that urges Arizona lawmakers to repeal the law. West Hollywood's city council voted unanimously to boycott Arizona. Later today, the Carson city council votes on its own boycott. There are similar rumblings in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Arizona's new law requires local police to question people suspected of being in the country illegally. Federal researchers say obesity in children is rising sharply in certain states in the U.S. NPR's Patty Naiman says this is especially true among low-income populations.
Researchers compared national data from 2003 and 2007. Over that time, obesity increased by 10% among all children, but for girls, the obesity rate nearly doubled over those 5 years, particularly in southeastern states like Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Texas. Western states led the nation with more normal weight children. In Oregon, obesity actually declined. Researchers say children living in lower-income neighborhoods were more likely to be overweight. In large part, that's due to not having access to safe outdoor environments like parks, playgrounds, and sidewalks. Low-income kids were more likely to be sedentary and engage in non-physical activities like watching television. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
It's now okay to drink the water in the Boston area. The governor of Massachusetts lifted the boil water order this morning, imposed after a water main failed over the weekend. I'm Dave Mattingly. NPR News in Washington.